It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's now been 3 weeks since the election of 2012. And at the state capitol today, the latest crop of lawmakers will participate in the first of two freshman orientation sessions before the start of the legislative session in January. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff for more.
With 32 new lawmakers, or nearly a third of the General Assembly new, Jody, you were telling me that this is the largest group of incoming freshmen that you can remember.
That's true, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that there were some primaries that came about as a result of reapportionment, and just the redrawing of the legislative boundaries themselves had put some incumbents in with others, so there was going to be a natural attrition.
I guess just because one is elected, it doesn't necessarily mean that they know what to do once they get to the state capitol, hence freshman orientation. So what are some of the sessions and topics that will be covered?
Tuesday and Wednesday is dedicated to going through a lot of the procedures that are important to the legislature, things like how to request a document, deadlines for the legislative session, even something as basic as how a bill becomes a law. We have to remember that a lot of these new legislators have never really participated in this kind of parliamentary procedural activity before, so they've got to learn just the nuts and bolts of how to do legislation. And on Wednesday, they'll be discussing revenue, K-12 and higher education, healthcare policy, justice system, budget, and some of the more meatier aspects of this freshman orientation.
I'm wondering, Jody, how much of an impact there will be on the upcoming session with so many new lawmakers. Clearly, there's going to be a whole entirely new dynamic going on under the Golden Dome, especially when you factor in that there is new leadership in the House and Senate.
Exactly. And I think there were a lot of tough primaries and a lot of tough elections that followed. And people were geared up for that. And now they're going to have to work together. And the Democrats have control of both chambers. So the dynamics have changed from last session to this session. Last time, the Republicans had control of the House. I think you'll find that House Republicans who had been in control are going to have to learn how to beat the party of the minority and how to sort of be subservient in a way to what the majority wants. And there's also going to be a level of, you know, the fact that there are so many new ones, sort of a learning curve, as I guess you could put it. And it's going to be interesting to see what legislation actually makes it to the governor's desk this year and how he sort of participates in making sure that with Democrats in control, there's not a lot of legislation that he doesn't want to see on his desk.
As you mentioned, Democrats are in control of both chambers, and Governor Hickenlooper is a Democrat as well. So we know that legislation creating civil unions will likely come up and be passed during this session. What other issues will these new freshman lawmakers probably be dealing with?
Mark Ferrandino, the incoming speaker-elect who sponsored the civil unions bill last session, says, of course, that probably will come up again, but it's not his number one focus. He says that their number one job right now is to create jobs and to focus on the economy, similar to what they've done in the past. So their first bill is going to be something on regarding making jobs and having to do with really uplifting the unemployment level here in the state. I think you'll find that that's going to be their major emphasis, and I think Republicans likewise recognize the fact that we're not out of this bad economy yet, and although the trends are pointing upward, there's still a lot of legislation that can help along the way.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.